USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian forces attempted to storm a steel plant in Mariupol. It's part of the Kremlin's plan to try and crush the last bit of resistance in the southern port city, as it claimed the plant is the last part of the city that has not been captured. Officials claim Russia has fired at least 6 cruise missiles at another port city, Odessa, killing 5 people. The Kremlin, meanwhile, is doing what it can to blunt the effects of economic sanctions on Russia. Measures include an interest rate hike as high as 20% and forcing businesses to convert their profits to rubles. That made Russian President Vladimir Putin confident enough this week to proclaim that a, quote, blitzkrieg of sanctions from the West has not worked. Despite the proclamation, Russia is enduring its worst bout of inflation in 20 years, and some companies in the country have been forced to shut down. Wall Street slumping for another week. The Dow dropped nearly 2%. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinary physician, and I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of sudden onset death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. In sudden onset death syndrome, crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 28 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today, it's 1 per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.